From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Breaking news at this hour, there is a verdict in the Enron trial of Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. We'll have more from NPR's Jim Zaroli in a moment. He's at the courthouse in Houston.
But first, the Senate is expected to pass its immigration package today. The legislation will both increase security at the border and make it possible for most immigrants to apply for citizenship. Opponents have decried the bill as an amnesty program, but the real battle over immigration is yet to come as lawmakers try to reconcile the differences between House and Senate bills. Joining me now to talk about this is Charlie Norwood. He's a House Republican from Georgia, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Madeline.
Well, how do you see the negotiations going between the House and the Senate?
It's going to be tough if they put the bill out that the Senate is attempting to pass right now. The problem is that is their legislation is not something that the American people agree with. And, of course, House members are pretty familiar with that because they get home and they're close to the people. And if they end up having amnesty in their bill, which I think they will, and if they end up allowing legally over the next 20 years another 100 to 200 million immigrants come into this country, then we've got a problem.
100 to 200 million? What do you mean by that?
I mean the fact that they have provisions in their bill that over the next 20 years will allow that many more people to come into this country legally.
Well, now, your side is opposed to not only amnesty, but also a temporary guest worker program, right?
My side is opposed to amnesty because the American people are opposed to amnesty. I'm not so sure my side is against a guest worker program, but you're not going to get anybody much in the House that can agree to that until we know the borders are going to be secure.
Well, and without any amnesty provision at all, then Senate Democrats are likely to vote against it, and the bill is likely, from the analysis that I've read, fail. So are you willing to let the bill die?
Look, there takes a whole lot of arrogance on either body to put out and produce legislation that generally the American people don't want. I'm not going to do that. My district alone polls about 88% against amnesty. I'm not going to vote for that, no matter what.
But will it look like the Republicans in control of the Senate and the House and the White House have failed on a major piece of legislation?
I don't think so. The Senate bill is basically a Democratic bill with a handful of senators supporting it.
So you're willing to buck the president, buck the Senate majority leader, and vote against it?
What I'm saying, I want to say it again very loud and clear. If the Senate bill has amnesty in it, that's got to be taken out. After that, I don't have any doubt that adults can sit down and work out how to secure the border, how to have some type of guest worker program that actually will work. Republicans in the House are not going to go with amnesty. And I don't, you know, if a wall is pink, you can call it black all you want to, but it's still pink. And this is an amnesty bill coming out of the Senate with the Democrats and a dozen or so Republicans. And the Republicans in the House of Representatives are not going to do that.
Congressman Charlie Norwood, Republican from Georgia, thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure, ma'am. Call anytime, Madeline.